Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us on It's Time to Go, a Big Brother Australia podcast. For 2 points, I'm nominating Ben, my co-host, because he's a fence-sitter.
Hello? Why am I a fence-sitter?
You're not, but let's just roll with it.
Sure. It's good to be back. We've been out of the studio for a few weeks. Some people might not have known that.
Classic Ben Myers
How's
move.
How's my form? Yeah, there we go. Typical stuff up. I'm back in the studio. For the first time in a few weeks, and was presuming you'd be panelling.
Well, mate, like, look, I've had a long day. I've had a very long day. I mean, you have too.
I've had a very long day. I've just finished work, which is why I'm still getting phone calls from... at my work, I give out my phone number.
Yeah.
For some reason, so I get calls after hours. I don't know, because...
You must really enjoy your job, or you must really want to impress people.
It's 24/7. 24/7 work, and
just
I love
like
it.
The Big Brother house. 24/7.
Just like the Big Brother house, exactly.
Yeah. But they don't have jobs. They don't have phone numbers.
Yeah, they're not getting paid. Oh, they do get...
They get paid for food.
They get paid for food.
Well, it's a massive debate during this week. We're going to get into it soon. By soon, I mean right now. It's a debate that Gordon brings up about being on the show and having ownership by Big Brother. They're getting paid for food, and they're being on TV, but Gordon says, fuck the poll.
So he's complaining that...
That there's rules.
Oh, right. Okay, so he's got... What did he think he was signing up for here?
I don't know. I don't know what Gordon was signing up for. It's funny. Okay, so let's set this up a bit more. The TV's been rolled out. The housemates are thinking, ooh, something fun. Someone says, could be world news. We could be at war.
Oh, yeah, we could be at war. Yeah, that's right.
Once again, pre-9/11, so you weren't at war yet.
Yeah, sure.
Probably need to stop these 9/11 jokes. Probably someone's going to find
it. There's a 9/11 joke every episode.
Oh, it's not even a joke. It's more of a reference.
It's
like,
just a reference. It's just a reference.
It's a different world.
Next episode, I'll think of a good 9/11 joke.
Oh, I'm not letting you do it. So you basically, they wheel out the TV.
Instead, we'll go for a cruelty to animals joke instead.
That would make more sense considering what Peter does. Peter kicks a chicken.
Yeah, which was like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was in like an episode 2 weeks ago, and I saw that at the time, and I was like, there's going to be a bit of like, there could be backlash because of that. And I believe that at the time, they didn't actually show us the full footage of the full extent of it. But looking back at it this week, even I was sort of like, that was a dick move. And that's coming from someone who has chickens. I got five of them. I got four. One of them's actually just recently passed.
Damn, I'm so sorry for your
rest in peace, Chicken Joe.
Oh, I was so close.
Chicken Joe. Yeah.
Chicken Joe. It was pretty violent as well.
Yeah, the way, yeah.
He kicks it once, he kicks it twice.
Well, he's, like, walking along, because they're up in, like, a retainer wall, and he's walking along and just going, like, sort of, just, like, hitting him off.
Yeah.
And then there's one where he goes for, like, a big boot to get the thing back in the cage.
So, it ends up with the decision of either cutting everyone's weekly budget in half, which would have fucked them all over, or cleaning out the chickens for 3 weeks, which was really
Taking
no big
care
deal.
Of the duties. Yeah, no That's big deal at all.
No big deal.
I go out there and do that every night myself.
For free.
For free, exactly. Yeah. And I was the one who specifically said, when John said, hey, my dad said, hey, Cam's got this project for school where they get to raise chickens.
All right, yeah.
Would you be, you know, cool to support, you know, just help out with them and things like that, feeding them, putting them away every now and then? And
How long is this project?
Oh, no, like, the project was just, giving birth to them, but as in, like, making sure the eggs hatch and things like that.
Yep, okay.
And then if you want, you can either sell them off or take them home.
Oh, right.
And he decided to take them home.
Oh, good stuff.
And I said no, I wasn't interested. John said, come on. And now I'm the one, surely enough, putting them back in every night, giving them the water.
You should be looking up to your idol, Ben, the winner of Big Brother 1, who is a top bloke, and he would have taken care of the chickens.
He would have taken care of the
without even thinking about it.
He takes care of the dog.
He does. He loves the dog. Well, he's the most mature 21-year-old I've ever met.
Very mature. And so I'm very impressed by Blair this week as well.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that a bit later on. But those two really start to come back into the spotlight. Quickly wrapping up the whole chicken fiasco. Johnny and Gordon go at it for the first time of many times this week.
Yep.
You know, Flash says that's fucked that they want to punish him over that. And he would back Peter if he refused. And Johnny disagrees that we all have a responsibility. We're all on this game show. And whatever they say goes.
Yep.
I agree with Johnny.
Gordon does make very many good points this week, in my opinions, in the few...
Does or doesn't?
Doesn't.
A doesn't, yeah.
In the few debacles, the few little spats they have in the house throughout the week, arguing with Lisa, arguing with Johnny, he doesn't really know what he's getting himself into.
No. Airtime, that's what he's getting himself into.
He's getting himself into airtime.
And a spot on the nomination block.
Yep, and that... Oh, well... I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here.
No, we're getting right into nominations, bro.
Okay, we're going to get right into nominations, sure.
Why not? Start of the week. They're still not doing them live. They call them live nominations, but that's just the announcement.
I swear at one point during the nominations, there was a live thing. Or was
that? I think that's the cross to the house while they wait for the announcement. But the actual I vote for 2 points is pre-recorded still.
Yes. Okay, cool.
It was an interesting one. To kick it off the bat, you had Sarah Marie. This is her in the dining room. I'll just go for long pause. Yeah, I'll just go with Gemma.
Oh, okay.
So right. Convincing. Okay.
Sure.
It was just like 2 points to Gemma.
2 points to Gemma.
No reason required.
And they accepted that.
Yeah.
My God.
This is Big Brother 1, Ben. Anything
this
goes.
This is Big Brother 1, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to have a reason, I forget.
Some interesting ones here is Peter is the first of many to call Lisa a fence-sitter, gives her 2 points.
Yeah, well, that sort of comes to a peak towards the end of the week.
She decides to jump off the fence. And
she definitely jumps off the fence. She let it all bottled up. She did all the fence-sitting she could and then jumped right off the very top of that fence into the deep end of the backyard swimming pool.
And who knows next week how it will go, but at the moment she's treading water.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing okay. Gemma nominated 2 points. Gordon, he makes her feel uncomfortable.
Yep, which is completely understandable.
Yep.
There's this bit where Gordon's in the diary room,
right,
talking about how he's going, Gemma's really like standoffish with other dudes and things like that because, you know, she really likes her boyfriend and things like that. And I'm like, is that not a good enough reason to be standoffish with other dudes? Like, you've got a boyfriend and you know that someone's trying to hit on you,
yeah,
in particular you.
And you're like down in the dumps like, oh, damn, she's so standoffish.
She's so standoffish. She says, I feel like I'm willing to open myself up to
women
yep. And Johnny because he's
a homosexual.
He's a homosexual. He's one of the gays, if you will.
Yeah.
So.
And apparently that means.
yeah. Uh-huh. 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 So and he after that goes, oh well, I was just in the diary room telling Big Brother that I think you're lovely. Like he really doesn't get like the gist that he's.
He's a creep. Eventually does it, I think, but in the week of TV that we see, he kind of backs off.
Yeah.
A bit, at least.
Starting to get the idea.
Johnny nominates for 2 points Sarah Marie, calling her high maintenance.
Ah.
High maintenance, so that was really interesting.
Well, what happens, and we'll talk about Sarah's back in a minute. You continue with the nominations, then we'll get into Sarah Marie's back problems.
For sure, good stuff. Nothing else is really of interest here. Lisa once again nominates Christina. That's been happening literally the whole time.
Yep.
Gordon once again nominates Ben. Ben nominates Gordon, says things that offend. I would like to see these things.
Do we see anything that offends?
I don't think Gordon offends in the traditional sense of the word. I think he just ruffles feathers.
He bothers.
Bothers yeah. people. So we end up with the top three being Gordon on 8 points, Lisa on 7, and Peter on 3.
Yep.
Which is crazy that someone can get nominated with 3 points.
3 points, yeah, I know. Yeah,
because there was a few people behind him on 2.
Well, the polls at the end of the week, like, were quite split. Like, the eviction polls, the top two were very close. But then there was one that was right down bottom.
Getting less votes, yeah. So it's interesting what the public wants and what the House wants. The reaction to the nominations is classic. Flash doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
He goes, at first, he just, give us a break.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, give us a break. Because he was in the diary room the day before saying, hopefully I can have a week off. It's just so psychologically tolling.
He doesn't mind if it's the week after, but not this week.
Yeah, and just 1 week off. Give the Flash a break.
Housemates didn't care for his regards. He goes, 2 in a row is a bit fucking rough to everyone. Like, what? Everyone's just nominated you. What are they going to say to you?
Sorry for nominating you.
Susbrew. Oh, they also didn't beep out fucking on the live TV.
Really?
They missed it, yeah.
I didn't see that. I must have...
Man, you'll have to go back.
I'll have to go back and catch that
I'll post it on the Facebook and Channel 10 can be ashamed of themselves.
They should be.
17 years later for breaking the broadcast laws.
They're in a PG slot, goddammit.
Yeah, well, live TV, anything goes. Lisa just smiles and says it's fine. Peter nods and says he knew it was coming this week. And I have no doubt that a few of those votes surely would have been from the chicken.
Well, because that was post chicken, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, post chicken gate, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Christina was terrified. She's going, I'm just worried that everyone's going to hate him for kicking that chicken. And
Pete's like, yeah.
Which, yeah, it's a fair enough reason.
Pete's like, I did it.
I did it. I kicked it. Yeah, he went and apologized. No malice was intended.
This is pre-Peter.
This is pre-Peter.
That's P-E-T-A.
Very good. I was like, what's he talking about?
Pre-Peter.
Yeah. Very good.
Coincidence
very
that his
smooth.
Name's also Peter. Yeah. So people must have been ranting and raving about it online. Moving forward, though, we get to the weekly task. And more importantly, is more exciting than the weekly task, is Sarah Marie's back.
Sarah Marie's back. Yeah, yeah.
Somehow gets thrown out while she's laying on the floor.
Laying on the... Lisa's just molding her leg, because the weekly task is for them to make, paper mache versions of themselves.
Apparently it was meant to be life-size and freestanding, but freestanding to me means standing up.
Standing up. None of them were standing.
No, they were all in their kind of on their back.
Sitting down.
Yeah, sitting down almost, yeah. Don't know what that was about. They bet 50% of the budget.
Yeah, 60%. 60%.
Oh, 60%.
As always, Gordon was going the 75. Yeah. So they willed that down to the 60, which in the end they lost anyway, unfortunately. But yeah, Sarah Marie's back. She's just down, lying down. Lisa's molding her leg with the chicken wire.
Yeah,
and she gets up for Lisa to do the torso, and next thing you know, she's out it's for the out. Count. By the way, Sarah Marie's our final model. By the way, what did you think of the? She was looking thick as fuck.
Yeah,
It was flat, like, but, the bum was just,
yeah.
like, completely, like, very wide. Like, it had been, like, she was sitting on a... Have you ever seen those photos of, like, a cat sitting on top of glass taken from underneath, and it, like, spreads itself
yeah,
out really wide?
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
what it's like. The ass is just, like, it's not... doesn't come out at all.
I was
all.
Thinking
just,
of, like, Donald Duck, because he's got a...
Yes, that's a better one. That's
yeah.
one more
And then imagine
more
if Donald Dump sat down and his ass just spread everywhere.
Exactly.
And both of theirs, both Lisa and Sarah Marie's model of each other looked exactly the same like that, the fat ass. And, like, it's not just because Sarah Marie has a fat ass. It's yeah. And it's because they had to leave it to the last minute because of her back problems.
Because of her back, yeah.
Johnny tries to help out in the bedroom with her back, but later has a bit of a bitch...
Definitely.
About it. Gordon goes, what was last night about? The tears. And Johnny goes, just Sarah Marie being Sarah Marie, really.
Yep.
Getting attention from the boys.
Yep, does her thing. He thought it was just failed attention. She wasn't getting enough attention from the boys.
She might have been a bit dramatic, but I think there was legitimate back pain.
Yeah, there was. There's these bits where she's going into the backyard and she's doing this thing where she lies in between the veggie gardens. Because
it was weird.
It's weird because originally she did it and I was like, she's just doing this because she wants someone to follow her out.
Attention.
And ask, and no one does eventually. So she just sort of lies there awkwardly for a few minutes and then goes back in. Next time she actually asks Gordon to join her and says, I like this spot because there's no cameras.
Well, and that makes sense.
There is, but maybe you can't see him from that spot.
They can just see the
You can see the
sky,
trees and it's
yeah.
very pretty. Before we get off the weekly task, Peter and Christina are making the paper mache molds. They're trying all different sorts of sex positions here. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you see? There was a definite doggy style in there and he's picking her up and really, you know, giving her a shaking in there. Yeah, yeah.
At one point, she's like, he's like, oh, you can put my hand... Oh, you put my hand on my stomach. And she's like, that wasn't your stomach. That was your... Yeah, I know, just in the stomach area. Like, he's so unwilling to, like, say what he wants to say on TV.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they were enjoying it.
That's about as close as they can get on television.
Outside of the doonas.
Exactly.
Of course. Sarah Marie had the creepy doctor, which is always fun.
In a suit?
Yeah,
in
really.
In the diary room. Did not look like a doctor. Looked more of a businessman of sorts.
Maybe the doctor from Neighbours, maybe.
The doctor from Neighbours.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the doctor from Neighbours. I'm so sorry.
I'm just saying. No, there is no... I'm just saying, like, a fake doctor.
A fake doctor.
Yeah, just mucking around.
Oh, right. Isn't they've bought him cross from the set of Neighbours.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense because Neighbours is Melbourne.
Neighbours is Melbourne. Neighbours is not a warning anyway.
No. But, I mean, it was just a bit like, lol, creepy doctor. Ben, as always, being the top bloke that he is, suggests that Big Brother let Sarah Marie skip the task. And she goes, I'm fine.
Yeah. And she goes out and goes, as if you did that, I didn't need any special consideration or anything like that.
Okay.
You're the one complaining.
True. He was just looking out for you. But yeah, that's just like reason number 78 why Ben is the ultimate winner of Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Just a nice guy.
No one can beat him.
No, well, we'll get to that in a couple of weeks if we ever get there. I think someone could have beat him, but they didn't.
Okay, well, I wouldn't, who?
Blair!
Blair would be my next guy because this thing with the dog, should we talk about the dog?
Yeah, sure, let's get to the dog, yeah. What's his name? Ebony.
Ebony.
Yeah. interesting stuff that they chose in season one while it was still kind of, they were still trying to figure out the show, to introduce a dog, but the housemates loved it.
Yeah, they thought it was, they were really concerned about bringing a dog into the house as well. They were going, giving them a packet, pamphlets and stuff as to how to look after what sort of dog is it?
A Kelpie?
A Kelpie, yeah, that's what it is.
That's crazy that I remember a dog kind. That's very unlike me.
I was thinking, I knew it was a K. I was thinking Corgi or something. I'm like, it's definitely ain't a Corgi.
Mm, it's close. It's a nice looking dog.
Blair is very mature in handling this thing, though. Sarah Marie's going outside and getting it maybe a bit close. You know, this dog's just walked into a house of 10 strangers.
Strangers, yeah.
And, you know, easy for a dog to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, if you're in its face too much.
So Sarah Marie is getting right up in its grill, not giving the dog any space to breathe.
Nothing.
Blair steps outside and goes, hey, like, come on, just take a step to the side, like, come inside.
Yeah.
The dog will come in when she's ready. Yeah. And surely enough, Sarah Marie was a bit reluctant.
She was.
But Blair was right.
Yeah, Blair was right. Yeah, she was really like, okay, and then just sits there and Blair's like, are you coming? She's like, yeah, I am. And he's like, no, you're not.
He's going, seriously, get away from the dog.
Come on, yeah. He said, I don't want to be a martyr, but I have to do this.
Yeah.
For the dog's safety.
You know what he's doing.
The discussion about the dog itself came about because they agreed to the dog before they found out that they had a $88 budget.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, should we still do this if we can't afford to, we have to put the dog ahead of ourselves. And this is another argument where Gordon says,
yep.
No, not really. And they're like, yes, we do. He's like, you know, we are in control of getting money for food. This dog is not in control of getting food. We have to make sure we get food for the dog.
Well, Peter as well, who you'd think would want to be, you know, making himself look good, he further damages his reputation as a bit of a dick towards animals by suggesting that they should not feed the dog because apparently he goes, if we were to have food and the dog was to not have food, the dog would last longer, is his argument. He thinks that a dog could last longer without food. So they're just going, oh, well, he's suggesting, let's just put all the budget towards ourselves for this week. We'll look after it. It'll be fine in a week's time when we have a bit more of the budget. When we hopefully pass next week's task, then we'll get some dog food for the dog.
He definitely must have forgotten the events of the week, led to his being in charge of these freaking chickens.
Oh yeah, luckily this was on the like a late show in the week, wasn't it? This was the eviction show.
Oh, I mean, Peter could have kicked the dog, and I don't think he was leaving the house. To be honest, like, he could have done some more damage. He was fine. He was staying there, and that might be true. The dog might survive without food longer than you, but who the fuck wants to say that?
Yeah, I know, and it'll be a miserable week for the dog in the house.
Well, eating nothing.
Eating nothing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Bad move. Here's something I did enjoy. Later in the night, there's a few people still up, and the dog's licks Blair's lips.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tongue twister there.
Oh, and Ben.
Ben thinks it's disgusting, but he kind of turns it into some humor. He says, do you like shopping? Because you've just brought yourself 2 votes. Hey-o! Oh,
very nice.
Yeah. Which is
a little bit risque.
Borderline, but I think Big Brother would have known that he was joking.
Yeah, a little jocular nature of a conversation.
As if Blair's going to put up, as if Ben's going to put up Blair in week 4.
For kissing a dog.
For kissing the dog. But yeah, I think the idea was maybe germs can get blah, blah, blah.
I don't want you in the same house as me.
Yeah, which is totally fair enough.
That's cool.
Another thing to bring up, more about Ben than the dog, Ben revealed his illness with his eye.
Yeah.
Saying that he could be blind by 30.
Further constantly deteriorating retina or something in his eye.
Yeah. And that nothing was going to help. They've tried everything so far. I hope he's fine. We haven't heard about
anything. Well, yeah, I was going to say, he'd be well past 30 now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
We've heard about Reggie Bird, the winner of Big Brother 3. She's had eye problems over the years.
Oh, right.
So we haven't heard about Ben, so fingers crossed he's doing okay.
Well, we should check. Do you know if he's got a Twitter or something?
He doesn't, but I'm pretty sure his wife or partner does.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm going to try find him on Twitter.
Right.
If he does have an active Twitter, you know, with some decent tweets, we'll know he's not. But if his Twitter's all just random letters in a complete mess, then we know it's gone.
Then we know it's all over. That's so distasteful.
It's done and dusted.
Alrighty. Ben.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Now let's move on to Gordon, another one who likes to speak his mind.
I know we get into the MVP at the end of the week.
Yeah.
But could this be another case of, are we happy to say who was evicted as well?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's get there later.
Ah, god damn it. Okay.
Now let's go with it then. Go with it.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, I believe it was a few weeks ago, we had Shana, and I think a few weeks in a row, it's been
the
case of the MVP has been the evictee. With Andy, we had Shana, and
Andy was the MVP in week 1, there was no one evicted. Then we had Blair, MVP, the week that Andy left. Then we had Shana, the week that she left.
You remember this, my god.
And then week was that 1, 2, 3 week 4 in the house. I think it was Gemma, I believe.
Okay, sure.
Oh, actually, it might be Gordon.
I think
I don't remember.
Even forgotten. But either way, Gordon this week pulling through with not only the MVP, but he was kicked out of the house. So congratulations, you get
there
both
you go.
Of them.
He brings the fire and.
He brings the flash.
The flash.
This
was
lightning.
I think this was a perfect time for him to go, though, because 4 weeks was good to, like, put his stuff out there, be a point of difference in the house, but at the same time, not make it too negative.
Yep.
I think these days, reality TV producers would be like, oh, we want Gordon there the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, this was a good time for Gordon to go. I think, like, he made his mark on the house. He kind of...
You think anything further would have been a stretch of his... He would have been overstaying his welcome on our television screens.
Maybe, yeah. And in the house. I think the house vibe...
They were he was just starting to change the overall vibe of a house that got along really well to...
Yeah.
Then we get to the fight. Should we get into the fight?
Oh, let's go for it.
All right.
Which was strange. It happened on the Sunday eviction show. It happened over the weekend. Lisa and Gordon finally get into it.
Oh, yeah. So Lisa really stands up to Gordon here. I feel like this is probably the most important thing she's done in her life.
Hell yeah.
In her life up
in
to
her
this
life.
Point.
Oh. No, I think, yeah, she's someone who, as she says, she has opinions, but if there's so many other people voicing them, she just thinks, all right, I'll just sit back.
She's really kept it all bottled up, but then she comes out saying, I think people bulldoze opinions onto others. She goes, without naming anyone, then says to Gordon, I think you bulldoze.
Like,
I think I
was
you bulldoze.
Like, Lisa, if you're going to bring this up, you got to name someone.
Yeah, you got to do it. And it's obvious. Like, it's obvious.
Yeah, and he knows, but the funny part is, the irony is, while she's telling him he bulldozes people, he kind of bulldozes her still at the same time.
He's still bulldozing.
He still kind of jumps over her.
Yeah, he's definitely bulldozing. Why are we using bulldozing like it's a thing? Bulldozing anything. But I'm going to keep using bulldozing right now.
This is in the context of what she was saying.
It makes sense. It was a very good metaphor.
Yeah.
She comes in with a bit of a bulldoze here, but she's not the one to regularly bulldoze. So it's an exception. We can make an exception for this this bulldozing right here.
And then he kind of went at her a bit as well, talking about how, I don't know why you'd come into a house to read a book for 12 hours.
Yeah, he was saying that to everyone, which is what really started it off.
And earlier in the episode, we saw Johnny and Lisa talking privately about how he wants people to do team stuff, but then he complains about the actual team tasks they're given.
He's saying, you know, I always ask you to come out and play volleyball. And then they get into a bit of a dispute about how many times she's played volleyball.
Yeah.
And he's going, you've never played volleyball. And she's gone, I've played volleyball twice. And he's going, no, you haven't.
It's like, this is an argument that doesn't need to be had. And I feel like with Flash, he needs to be right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All the time. But sometimes he is right. He can be right sometimes, but sometimes it's like you just gotta let... If someone claims they've played volleyball twice, it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, this is a quote earlier in the episode from Johnny. Thanks for your opinion, but keep it to yourself unless you're willing to debate it. Oh, wait, no, actually, I totally fucked that up there. That's Gordon talking about Lisa.
Oh, that was Gordon talking about Lisa.
Yeah, Gordon claims that she brings opinions, but then kind of like walks away. So I guess he must have been proud of her that finally.
Well, what do you think about people who do fence sit, right? Yeah. Or don't give an opinion? Because I know this annoys me. Like, I'm happy for Lisa that she's done this.
Yeah.
But I do not like it when someone holds off on saying something for a long time.
Well,
and then unloads as opposed to just like dropping hints here and there. Or just says like, hey, heads up, rather than just going, hold off, bulldoze.
Yeah, well, she obviously had a problem with the way he kind of went about his time in the house in terms of calling people out and being kind of sometimes condescending. So, yeah, if you've got a problem with it and you're in the house for that long, maybe say something. Did you enjoy the scene earlier in the week where they're sitting there and she's going, I think I'm going to get the psychiatrist in. Want me to book in for you? And he's like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, this is the conversation they've got. This is the thing they have in common is being on the block.
Nice. But the psychiatrist, we don't get access to their scenes.
No, I think that's a bit more private.
That's obviously private counselling scenes. Although, it would be interesting. I'm sure they've got some scrap footage somewhere of some interesting counselling sessions.
Oh, I'd be worried. I'd be worried to find out what they're talking about because, you know, this house got up to some crazy shit. As we see later in the episodes, when they're doing the music video and song for the show.
Oh, what'd you think?
Tried their best.
It was pretty cringy. It was all right. The track they gave them
yeah
was pretty good.
Yeah, they should have released that. I found the scene of them dancing in the beds more exciting than the music video or song.
The video of them dancing in the beds was nuts.
Yeah, they just went crazy.
Sarah Marie was...
That was peak Sarah Marie, and that's why I was tempted to give her the MVP this week. Yeah. And I was still on the fence, but I was like... Once again, I've said this so many times now, there'll be another time for Sarah Marie to be the MVP.
Yeah. Plenty of chances.
Well, we say that every time, and then maybe she'll never get it.
Well, when she deserves the MVP trophy, we'll know it. And plus, she's got plenty of weeks left.
Yeah, she's there till the end.
All these other people, like, we're giving it to Gordon. Like, we've got to... I feel bad not giving it to Gordon, not only because he's been evicted, but because he's dead now. So I thought we deserved to give it to him at least once.
But he is the MVP of the week.
He definitely is the MVP.
He definitely is.
Okay, I'm glad you agree with me.
No, I definitely agree. He brought the spice. Another interesting scene, I thought, not for its entertainment value, but how about the scene of Sarah Marie, Ben and Blair up late on the couch?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, he's the fucking final three.
I was going to say, Dog was there.
Yeah, plus a dog. That's okay.
What were they talking about on the couch?
About how people are different. And Ben was saying, you know, I would hate it so much if everyone was like me. I would hate it. And then Blair was like saying, I think he was saying about how...
Gemma.
He sees Gemma in himself. And that's why he doesn't like Gemma, because he doesn't like himself.
They're so similar that he thinks would hate this about me, and I hate that about her. Therefore, I hate myself completely.
Harsh critic, Blair.
I know. Harsh critic. Be nice to yourself, man.
Oh, damn.
Sarah Marie. What's the thing Sarah Marie does with the tarot cards?
I have no clue. I must have fell asleep for that part.
Oh, God damn it. She had tarot cards at one point. I think she was going to read... Oh, no. She went out to the garden when she was lying in between the garden beds.
Right, yeah.
Then she was doing some sort of tarot card readings to herself or something.
Oh, okay. No, I think I might remember, but I was just like, is this a highlight of the...
It definitely isn't. I'm really not sure why I wrote that as a note. I'm not sure why I wrote that down.
What about this then? As a reward for filming this music video, they get Pizza Hut and a movie of their choice.
And what movie did they choose?
I have no clue. Their choices were Charlie's Angels, Snatch, and Billy Elliot.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to presume it was Snatch, because I was listening to the audio and I've never heard...
You've seen Billy Elliot.
And I've seen Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Yep.
What the hell's Snatch?
I have no clue.
It's not that film with... Oh, no, that's Snitch. I'm thinking of...
Maybe it was Snitch.
No. Snitch is the one that came out not all that long ago.
Oh, okay.
That was the one with The Rock, where he gets shot in the head four times, I think. And he's still alive.
I was thinking as well of the Adam Sandler film, Snatched. Is that... Oh, wait, no, that's Amy Schumer. Snatched?
I wouldn't know an Amy Schumer film. No, I'm just getting confused now. I'm thinking Click. It definitely wasn't Click.
But Click's an okay film.
Click's a fantastic film.
I can imagine in 2007 Big Brother, they'll be like, hey, here's Click. It's a kind of film that anyone could enjoy.
In a few seasons' time, we'll be talking about how they all sit down and watch Click.
Motherfucking hope so. Onto the eviction. I thought there was a lot this week. Obviously, there's not a lot.
I actually got kind of bored of the eviction and sort of actually started skimming through.
Oh, same, yeah. Bro.
Okay, good.
I mean, the highlight.
I was scared to admit that to you.
The highlight.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
The eviction is mostly bullshit anyway. It's like talking to the families and a highlights package of them. But at the start of the show, Greta was talking to everyone and saying to Gordon, I hear you've prepared your legacy item if you are evicted. And he's talking about, it's going to be the blow-up... whale, and she's like, I'm looking forward to freeing Willy, wink wink.
What?
Boom, Gretel.
Heavy.
If I had a dollar for every time Gretel was
dropped
sexual,
sexual
references would be pretty
rolling
rich,
in it.
Rolling in it.
We'd be Scrooge McDuckin. Oh, it wasn't. God damn it. I was like, which duck was it you mentioned earlier?
What?
It was Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Yeah, because of his fat ass.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, God, there's going to be a reference of the same duck twice, but it wasn't the same duck twice.
Go for it.
It's just another cartoon duck.
Okay, that's fair enough. If you want to make another reference to a cartoon duck, go for it.
Yeah. Oh, no? That was it. Just the reference of jumping into a... so if you've got a coin for every time Gretel made a sexual reference, and you got a pool full of coins, Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, I have no clue what you're talking about.
The motherfucking duck that jumps off the diving board into the pool full of coins.
No. I got no clue.
Oh, God, all right.
Okay, that's my homework.
Let's get off this ASAP.
That's my homework.
You'll know the video. All you need to find is a GIF, and you'll go, I know the one.
Yeah, okay, I'm so sorry. Gordon, it's time to go.
Gordon, it's time to go.
It's time to go. 41% of the vote, which isn't much considering Lisa had 39% of the vote.
39%?
Yeah.
Holy crap. So her flying under the radar for so long
didn't get her very far.
Didn't get her very far.
No, vote to evict. People wanted to evict her.
I think even back then, people would have been smart enough to realize this girl's trying to play it low key.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't even say it's playing low key. She just is a low key girl, but at the same time, does realize that works to her benefit. But would work to her benefit, but didn't here.
Literally, if this was Lisa, Christina, and Pete, Lisa would be having like 70% of the vote. Like she would be out the door like there's no tomorrow. A few of the questions I found interesting. That he answered in the KFC famous 11 questions, whatever that bullshit is.
Yeah.
Good job, Gretel. Favorite person, he said, was Johnny, and his friends are on the couch with him, and they like not they shake his hand.
No
they
way.
Go, they're like, that's going to change soon.
Oh, no, when he watches the VHS's back.
Cringe. He says, next person out will be Lisa, and he said to win would be Blair.
Oh, well, he was close enough.
Pretty close. He was close enough. I don't know who's out next, but... did you watch the end of the episode, or did you totally not watch the eviction?
I did not watch much of the eviction show. I lied about how much I watched. I really watched very little of the eviction show.
Damn. Well, here is a tease for you. Gretel teases. I don't know if she says the word, but I'm going to say the word. Intruder alert.
Oh, hell yeah.
Intruder alert this week.
Oh, I'm actually excited for that. Well, this week.
This week.
Very soon, man.
She was like, Big Brother is going to shake up their world like we have never seen before. Be watching this Friday night for a special live episode.
Oh, so it didn't say the word. Intruder.
I can't remember, but it definitely is intruder. At least you might have.
People back then wouldn't have even known what an intruder was.
No, they'd be like, what?
Someone's breaking in. Speaking of which, the dude tried to...
Fuck, how did we forget that?
Yeah, we almost let that slide under. Speaking of intruding, a helicopter was flying above.
Did I have that in my notes?
I know. It was kind of... They didn't want to... it's not something they wanted to like show for long on the screen because it doesn't look good on them.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, he was taken. A guy. There was a helicopter above. A guy tried to parachute in and drop a parcel in. He failed to drop a parcel in.
Yeah.
As to the contents of the parcel, we're unsure.
I wish we knew.
But Mike Goldman just says that he was arrested. Later taken into police custody.
I wish it would have been smarter if they flew a plane over with like a banner and message.
Yeah.
Because they do that a fair few times on the American Big Brother, and they're told to get inside immediately.
They're told to get inside, yeah.
Yeah, because like imagine if the message is like, Johnny is a snake, don't trust.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a big blow. Do you know what sort of things they take above the American house? Is it things like
It'll
that?
It'll be stuff like that. It'll be like, Mike is America's player, watch out, or something fuck. James or something like
or
that.
Or just fuck.
Fuck. Is that for us or are we meant to be fucking in here? Like,
it's definitely for
us. Is this
us.
The producers giving us a message?
The show is like flopping hard.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Crazy what happens though. I feel like we're down to a nice number on the house and we get intruders in. So it's going to be interesting to see how they react.
You want to try break into the house?
Me?
Well, would you be down? Do you reckon you'd be able to climb a few walls and things?
Is it, like, still there?
Well, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
They've shelled it out, like, as in, so I'm pretty sure there'd just be, like, remains of, like, whatever was there last. Like, the walls and stuff.
Right.
Probably no furniture. Furniture probably would have been removed.
So, are you saying that there shouldn't be much security?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
We shouldn't put this in this week's episode. We should put this in a few weeks' episode time when we've broken in, so no one gets onto us.
Well, I mean, flights to the Gold Coast, they're pretty cheap with Jetstar.
They are too, and I've got a perfect app for that on my phone. We could get them last minute. Let's get up there tonight, Jayden. Next week's episode.
I've had a long day. I've been up since 5:30, and we're now recording at like 7 o'clock at night. I've had a very, very, very long day.
By 10 o'clock. Wouldn't you feel like you had a productive day if by 10 o'clock tonight you were in the Gold Coast in the Big Brother house?
I did get a lot done. Unlike these people in the Big Brother house, who knows what the fuck they do all day.
Mm.
Speaking of, what do you do all day? And if you don't mind sharing, or you don't have to share too much, but what do you been up to? I feel like we've got some spare time. Let's fucking spitball for a bit.
We've got some spare time? Oh, wow, we do have a bit of spare time, actually.
Yeah.
Till the man gets in.
The man. Well, just you got any fun stories from your current work of employment?
Yeah, so I'm working at a call center now.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So good stuff. I'm a newspaper, not me personally, I'm not the newspaper, but I now work for a newspaper.
You work for the newspaper, yes.
And we are the senior scene newspaper. We have newspapers in Melbourne, Sydney and Queensland and a few other joints, I think. And,
is it the same paper in each state?
No, it varies like state by state and also ones for like select councils as well. Sorry, I feel like I'm reading like the script now as well because like my script is
pretty similar.
Is pretty similar. Like we have, yeah. So I just feel like I'm repeating the script.
Has
anything interesting happened? No, but what I can tell you is, let me show you this. Have you ever had a $100 note before?
Maybe once or twice.
I think think I've had like $100 or $200 notes in my life.
Right.
And we get paid cash.
Really? Should you be disclosing this on the podcast?
Check this out. Seven of them. Seven $100 notes. How's that?
That's more than I've ever seen in one place.
I know, that's
time.
More than I've ever seen in like less than a television show.
Although I do work with cash sometimes, so I guess I have seen some of that. But,
yeah,
but
have you ever seen it in
In Ben's hand?
In my hand?
No.
Yeah. In your hand? Yeah.
I haven't.
But then again, you wouldn't get, I presume wouldn't pay you in cash.
And I presume we're going to take that bit out where we mention where I work.
Oh, sorry.
No, nah, that's cool.
Just give that a bleep.
Bleep. Unlike the TV show, they can't even fucking bleep out anything.
Can't bleep out a shit. Can't bleep out a... But they bleep out sleep at some points. We talked about that, and that was in last week's episode.
They bleep out sleep?
Yeah, when Peter's on the bed with Shana, it was a few weeks back.
Oh, that's right. They were really off on their shit, yeah.
And he's going, he goes, oh, how about you both sleep with me right now? And they bleep out sleep. But they played, like, they when it was, like, the eviction show, they played that he said sleep. Yeah. I was wondering, I'm like, what did he say? I'm like, did he say suck me off or something? You can both suck me off. But he was like, you can both sleep with me. They bleeped out sleep with me. Like,
if you bleep out sleep, it makes it seem like it's something even worse.
Something even more, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like blankety blanks and it's like making it sound worse than it really is.
It's making him seem like a real seed as well.
Yeah, but Peter's...
Oh, but it's still very, very seedy. I don't give a crap. Peter's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but he's no Ben.
He's no Ben.
He's no Ben Myers.
Oh, right. I thought you were going from... Sure.
To be honest, right now, Ben, I have no clue what I'm doing. I don't know.
I've lost it as well.
We've lost our chain. We've just lost the plot.
What about you?
I've been doing okay. I've just been here, mostly. I mean, last week, I just had such a crazy motherfucking week. I was just so busy.
Flat out,
just all over Melbourne, just racking up those petrol bills.
Oh, right.
Oh, I went out.
How is it? You went out.
I went out this Saturday night.
To where?
The precinct in Richmond.
Wait, with whom?
Work friends for a farewell.
Oh, okay, work friends.
It was so...
You're getting out of there or someone else is getting out of there?
Oh, I think you would know. I would be popping the champers right now if I was getting out of there. Yeah. Nah, someone else is moving over to the UK for a year.
How was the party?
It was okay. The precinct was packed.
Oh, what? All for him?
No.
I was going to say, how many people worked there?
There was just like 20 people there or something, 25. Some from work, some not from work. But at one point, we're trying to get people to finally go, and I had to head towards the dance floor and grab a few people. What happens is on our way back, I just get caught in this total, you know, mess of people. And I'm like, oh my God, am I going to die here? This is where it all ends. This is where I've been in Times Square. This was worse.
I've been in crowd crushes before. Yeah. I was in the Falls crowd crush. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
So at Falls Festival over New Year, there was like this. This is a story. This is not a Big Brother related story at all.
Fuck. That's good. 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 Keep on going.
So I'm at Falls Festival over New Year. Just got last minute tickets. Wasn't planning on doing anything, but went up there.
Right.
There's the main stage at like the bottom of the hill. Then up top of the hill, there's like, you know, the tent for the slightly smaller acts or, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway,
yeah,
so London Grammar's on the main stage.
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah, my friends went to see them. I was like, maybe not.
Skip,
like,
yeah.
Skip. DMAs were playing in the top tent. And I was like, I'll go catch the end of them. And then this producer from Australia who I like, KLP, was playing in the tent up top.
Right.
So I was like, I'll catch the last few songs. My friends went to London Grammar. I went up top to see the end of the last few songs of DMAs, then catch KLP.
Right.
But because like the London Grammar set was like just starting as DMAs were ending,
yep.
You've got like 10,000 people in this tent coming out into a, like through these doors, but it's like a circus tent.
Yeah.
And they've got like plastic sheets running down. And then there's like doorways that are like 3 meters wide, even though they could just like open the door, like the doorways,
the whole thing.
Yeah. Just have it open, but they don't. It's like sections of 3 meters. And there's like maybe two, three of these 3 meter doors in the whole tent. 10,000 people like rushing out to go see London Grammar.
Fuck.
And like, I'm up against like this fence, which is like stopping me from going. I'm right in front of the door.
Right.
And I'm like trying to make my way in so I can, because everyone's leaving. I'm the one person going in just to see KOP. But I'm still like, there's this crap, like, everyone's leaving. Then people are going down the bottom of the hill. People start falling and shit. And because there's like such a small section of like, there's just all these people like pushing into each other. And, like, shit just starts getting really, like, intense. And we start getting, like, pressed in together. And, yeah. like, there's a fence right next to me, so there's no, like, room to move,
yeah.
And they start going, like, send people back. Like, they're saying send people back because people are falling over. People are getting trampled on.
Yeah.
And there's, like, no way, like, people can get out.
But then, at the same time, there's no way people can listen sometimes to go back.
Exactly. And that's what people are saying. People are saying, oh, like, you clearly don't, people are going, you clearly, like, don't give a shit about these people. It's like these people over the other side of the tent can't even hear you.
Yeah.
They've got no idea what's going on. What the fuck just happened?
Your phone?
Yeah, which I had a,
Okay, let's wait till Ben can find his phone. Oh, you found it already?
So...
Shit, that was fast.
Yeah, very fast. Okay, under this massive desk. So...
It is a really big desk. And it frustrates me how there's this little wall here.
Oh, yeah. Inconvenience. They should have it hanging from the roof. Anyway...
the desk hanging from the roof?
Yeah, from cords. We're getting off track from the story.
Okay, back to Falls.
Anyway, so...
Ironic that it was called Falls Festival and people fell over, or not?
Oh, good one.
Did people die?
Well, no one died, there was, like, there's a lot of injuries. So, okay. There's, like, I'm looking around, and, you know, I'm, like, just pressed in so tight, and then I start looking around, everyone's just yelling and screaming, and then this, like, girl, I remember, like, when I realized, like, it was, like, really intense, this girl, like, turns around to me, and I feel this, like, because we're just, like, I'm just pushed up with, like, five other people surrounding me, and I just feel this crack, and this girl, like, in front of me just turns at me. She's, like, just screaming and crying, going, she's, like, my fucking arm's broken, and I'm going, no. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, like, there's nothing I can do here. And then the girl next to me is just screaming, like crying. I'm going, like, you need to, like, I'm, like, just saying to her, I'm, like, you need to, like, stop, like, hyperventilating because it's going to make it even harder for you to breathe. And she's going, she's just screaming. She's, like, I can't fucking breathe. And that's when I just, like, looked up and I'm, like, people are going to die. People are going to die here. Then I look at, like, the fence next to me, which is, like, a steel-reinforced fence. People just start, like, thrashing at that fence, like, trying to break the thing down. Like, trying to, like, break this fence
down. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, but then I thought about it afterwards. If that fence had to come down, like, people were just ripping panels off. And then eventually it sort of dispersed because, like people got, like, into the back and let people know, hey, like, there's people getting crushed up here. You need to, like, go, like, the other way.
The other way, yeah.
If that fence had to come down, I was the first person up against the fence. I would have fallen and, like, just had, like, heaps of people just, like, falling on top of me. So that would have been nuts. So, like, luckily the crowd just dispersed eventually.
It worked out.
But yeah, like, afterwards there was just, like, so, like, everyone split up and then I turn, like, sort of get out of the bulk of it, turn around and there's just, like, 20 bodies, like, lying on the ground, like, girls, like, these, like, people, like,
yeah, they've,
like,
been trampled
people
on, yeah.
Like, people having seizures and stuff, and I just, like, lie down next to this other girl, like, and just start, like, we'd both just, like, bawling our eyes out. It was, like, so
intense,
fucked up.
Did they realize that they had done some poor planning into their scheduling?
There's still like a class action lawsuit going on at the moment.
No way. How long ago was this?
Yeah. Well, that was, like, Falls Festival was over New Year's.
So this New Year's?
Yeah, it was just last New Year's. And there's still, because people broke all sorts of shit. Yeah. I went down and met up with my friend Caitlin, who was at London Grammar, and she saw me and she was like, what's going on? And I was like, she had no idea because she was down the front of London Grammar.
Yeah.
And I, like, start walking and telling her about what happened. And then, like, helicopters are starting to land and stuff, like, to take people out because people are breaking their legs and their hips and shit. Yeah. And Caitlin's just, like, not really, like, sure of the seriousness of it yet. And then we just see this dude whose, like, foot is just, like, snapped fucking right off, up. Yeah. And Caitlin's just like, wait, angle. What the hell? Oh, yeah, like, the nastiest break, like, the weirdest break I've ever seen. The medical tents were full. It was, fucking nasty. How did we get onto this? How did we get onto that? That's not a funny story. That ain't a Big Brother or a funny story.
Oh, it's gonna be funny. It was, I don't know, bro. I'm gonna listen back to it and we'll find out how we got there. It was definitely interesting.
What was it?
Your story.
Yeah. It was.
Next time you got to come with a funnier story, though.
It's got to be a funnier story next time, especially to finish up the episode as well.
Yeah. End on a downer, but hey, interesting episode at least. We got through it. Maybe next time we'll maybe do 2 weeks. But at the same time,
Was there more than enough? We did bullshit for a while and other stuff, so which suggests there wasn't enough in this week.
Well, next week's intruder alert, so I'll be.
Oh,
there'll
definitely be a full week worth of content.
There. I'm really excited for you to meet the intruders, especially one of
them. There's two of them.
Oh, sorry, spoilers. We better be heading off. I'm Jaden Shepherd.
My name is Ben Myers.
And you've been listening to It's Time to Go. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.